The closing concert of the First Friday concert series for the music series at St. David's in Roland Park will present the Ensemble in Residence for this season. This is the Washington Cornet and Sackbut Ensemble. I have the ensemble director Michael Holmes in the studio, as well as the music series director Douglas Buchanan. A wonderful welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Judith.
Thank you.
So, Michael, for the uninitiated, and I have to say, although I have a vague idea that would include me, tell me about sackbuts and cornets and how they relate to our world these days.
Yes, usually the entry point is the word sackbut right there. Sackbut means essentially push-pull in old verb and infinitives in the Latin languages. So that's basically a trumpet that has a slide on it, and then it evolved to having a double slide eventually. And so basically it looks very much like our modern trombone, except that the bell doesn't flare out. So early in its evolution, the bell was kind of looks like it was sawed off from a modern point of view, and then it grew into a larger flare in the 19th century.
So, Douglas, we're not going to be looking at Bruckner symphonies for this kind of repertoire.
No, not so much.
So how does the choir fit into this?
Yeah, so the wonderful thing about the cornet and sackbut ensemble in general is that you often have it paired with some really wonderful and massive choral works. And so Michael and I are really jazzed that we're going to be able to present the North American premiere of this one mass that's never been done before here. It was written in the Renaissance. It's by a guy named Christoph Strauss, and it's called the Missa Maria Concertata. And amidst some other rep that we'll be hearing, this is sort of the big meal that we'll have. And so it's actually for upwards of 8 and 9 different parts. Some of them are on cornets. Some of them are being sung by the choir. Some of them are being doubled by both. But it just creates this incredible, voluminous, and voluptuous sound that sounds just great in St. David's.
So, Michael, the other rep, what do you do about rep for an ensemble that is, you know, unusual, let's be frank?
Yeah, what we do in early music very often, especially when we're exploring repertoire of the early 17th century we're talking about, is that we have to go and search in archives, find old part books, and then transcribe them into modern notation. And we dig up music that hasn't been performed in the last 400 years. So this book of masses from 1631 that was used for the court of Vienna and St. Stephen's Cathedral by this composer Christoph Strauss is so unusual. But when you dig up these old part books that have survived, like, you know, World War II bombings or Napoleon or whatever, you find absolute masterworks, but you have to dig for them. But we are fortunate that there was a group out of Bologna who performed and recorded this mass that we're going to do. And when I heard that, it was an instant dream of mine to perform it over here. And so we're finally doing this. And I'm so happy that Doug said yes.
So this is going to be the closing concert of the First Friday concert series for the music series at St. David's in Roland Park. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the ensemble director, Michael Holmes, in the studio. Also, Douglas Buchanan, the music series director. This will be Friday, May the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. And more information is at stdavidsrolandpark.com. Just navigate to music. Have a great concert. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it.